This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. Welcome back, Wayne Allen Root, the Warriors with you. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, silent majority warrior, always Trump warrior, and, of course, capitalist evangelist coming to you from the house that Ruth built. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. Only show of its kind, no script, no notes, no teleprompter, no assistance. Just me ranting about the news, ranting and reacting. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. So let's go to war. George Soros. Let me start with George Soros. I kind of ended the last segment with Soros, and I'm going to start this segment with Soros. Here's a guy that hates America. Here's a guy that's a communist, even though he's worth, what, $80 billion? And by the way, that's the way it is all over this country. Gavin Newsom's worth millions. They're all worth millions or billions, and they just don't want you to have any of the fun. They don't want you to ever join them. So if they take away all your opportunity and all your money, then you'll never be able to get as rich as or as powerful as them. So they're not really communists, even though they are fighting for communism. They're just fighting for a system that makes sure that they are the only ones who ever have power and money. And you're relegated to a serf your whole life. And so George Soros is a scumbag communist that hates America and fights for opposite of everything I believe in the world. Opposite of good, he's evil. And Soros is funding, or has funded, and is in the process of funding, all of the worst DAs in the United States of America. All the people who hate America and hate Americans who earn a living, own a business, collect a paycheck, pay taxes. All the DAs he support want to let all the criminals out and make you and I criminals, criminalize everything we do and put us in jail. You know, it's the crime of being white, or the crime of being Jewish, or the crime of being a business owner, the crime of being a capitalist. And anybody who's a criminal, oh my gosh, they're a criminal, but they're black. Let them right out. It's about racism. It's just because they're black that they were arrested. Oh, but they murdered three people. Doesn't matter. They're black. You can't do that. That's the kind of people he puts in office. It's horrible. It's so frightening that someone like that could be a district attorney. So frightening. And he elected them. And cities like Boston and Dallas and San Francisco and Los Angeles, they're all St. Louis, they're all Soros-backed district attorneys. Now Soros gave $500,000 to help Gavin Newsom fight the California recall. And he already gave him $500 before, so that's $1 million he's given to fight the recall of Gavin Newsom. This guy's fingers are in every political pie. This guy's got a piece of every liberal. They all owe him their life and their election and all their income, because once you get elected, it isn't like, you know, hey, you're a mayor, you're a governor, you're a senator, you make $150,000, $170,000 a year. Nobody cares about that. What they care about is once you're elected, now you can give your wife, your father, your mother, your kids, you know, brother, sister, specific jobs like lobbyist or law firm jobs where you get all the inside scoop about every government contract and you know what to invest in with insider trading and you becoming rich beyond your wildest imagination for generations to come. So you now owe him. You owe Soros. He elected you and gave you the keys to the kingdom. This is how business is done in the United States of America, and this is how George Soros conducts business, and this is why all the politicians are beholden to him, and his goal is to destroy this country. And I bring all this up because my great friend Colonel Joe, retired United States military colonel, actually lieutenant colonel to be exact, and he points out to me, before the show started, he pointed out to me that one of the big backers of Kamala Harris in her past, for district attorney and for attorney general and for United States Senate in California, was George Soros. This horrible, horrible man who's out to destroy the United States of America and put all the criminals on the street and put all the good people in jail in communist re-education camp. And he was Kamala's backer. And so he pointed out to me that's probably why no one could quite figure out why Joe Biden named Kamala his VP, especially being that he hated her. In the debates, she was vicious to him and made him out to be a racist. Why would you pick her when she got zero votes? And the answer is because George Soros owns her. And so everybody admits and everybody agrees that Biden's time has come and gone and that he's got to go soon. He's not going to last more than another few months. He'll be removed from office or resign or drop dead. One of those. You know, he's fading fast. Biden's not going to be around long. And now this Afghanistan thing has come up and made him look like the biggest idiot in the history of the United States presidency, the worst president ever. And he abandoned Americans, he abandoned women, he abandoned children, he abandoned dogs. This guy is just dirt to everyone. He's lint on my feet, Joe Biden. He's not my president. And we all now know, you know, everybody who didn't know before knows now he stole the election. He didn't win any election. And so I think Democrats will decide that he's used up his usefulness, and that's the end of Biden. When they turn against him, he's gone, and they're turning against him. And Kamala will elevate to the presidency of the United States. An incompetent woman who slept her way to the top will now elevate to president of the United States automatically very soon. Who knows how soon? Tomorrow, maybe. And she's owned by George Soros. So if you think Soros is bad, well, he's going to own the presidency of the United States. He doesn't own it yet, I guess, with Biden. I don't know, but he might. But he may not own it lock, stock, and barrel. But he will own it with Kamala. That may be what this is all about. So I thought that was all worth mentioning. A kudos and a assist to Colonel Joe for talking to me about that topic and saying you got to discuss it during the show. Thank you, Joe. And now on to some other topics that should interest you, that you need to know about. Nancy Pelosi shocking the country. Shocking the country by blocking the reading of 13 slain, the names of 13 slain American troops on the House floor. Terrible thing. Another example of how bad these people are. And a report is out about the cost of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, this is not even talking about South Korea, where we've been for 50 years, 60 years, whatever it is. We've been there forever. But just in the Middle East, it now has cost us over $8 trillion. So maybe it does include South Korea. Let's see. All right. On the 20th anniversary, I might as well read more than the title, right? On the 20th anniversary of 9/11, a study shows the massive cost of war in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other theaters in both dollars and lost lives. Brown University's Cost of War Project reveals the cost in September 11th, 2001 exceeds $8 trillion and that wars have directly killed about 900,000 people. Remember, Brown University is a communist college, literally. People there, the professors were all brainwashed communists and the students were all brainwashed by those communist professors. So it's a horrible place. You take everything with a grain of salt, what they have to say. But I don't doubt that all the wars around the world since September 11th have exceeded $8 trillion. I don't doubt that. I don't know how many people we've killed. They feel bad for the people we've killed. You know what I think is more important? I think we should study, and I'm someone who's a libertarian on this topic, right? I don't want wars around the world. I want us to get out of wars around the world. because we don't gain anything. What do we gain from Iraq or Afghanistan? The answer is nothing. But a lot of mothers and fathers lost their kids, and a lot of people came home without arms and legs. So we shouldn't be at war, perpetually be at war around the world. I'm a firm believer in that. But once you're in the war, you got to aim to win it. You can't play by the Marcus of Queensberry rules. And the United States too often does that. And the other countries are willing to do anything. And our enemies are willing to do anything. And therefore, they outlast us and beat us in the long run. Even though we outkill them 20-1. It doesn't matter. I mean, we lost, what, around 50,000 men in Vietnam, right? Around 50,000. Do you have any idea how many Vietnamese we killed? There are estimates that we killed 2 million. So they killed 50,000 of ours, and we killed 2 million. Who won that war? We did. But does history recognize we won the war? No. Because we left with our tail between our leg. And the country was taken over by the North Vietnamese, and it became a communist country, and they killed all our South Vietnamese friends that were not able to get out. Just like what's happening in Afghanistan now. The exact same thing. So the history will report we lost the Vietnam War. In reality, we killed 2 million of them. They killed 50,000 of us. But it doesn't matter. So we're spending trillions on these wars. But you know what I think we should be studying? I think a nice conservative college, of which I guess there are none, should study the cost of the great welfare society and the war on welfare. Instead of worrying about the $8 trillion spent on wars, I think you should worry about, I think at this point we've spent somewhere between $25 and $30 trillion on welfare, and we got just as many or more poor people now as we did when the war on welfare started. It's a failure. All our wars are failures. The war on drugs, a failure. Wars, failure. War on poverty, failure. We fail at everything we do when we spend big money as a government. Let the people fight these wars, not government. Government fails at everything it does and wastes and steals all your money.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards? Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them more sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. My War Raw podcast is sponsor of this segment of the show. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Now 7 days a week with the all-important weekend, Best of the Best, where I play the conservative version of Casey Kasem and present America's top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week for conservatives, patriots, Christians, deplorables, anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. We'll stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my daily War Raw podcast right now, available for download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. So I tell you all the time that my belief is, again, it's just my opinion and my belief, it's an opinion show, and I share it with you, that the vaccines are not good for you. But more importantly, I'm against vaccine mandates. If you want to take them, take them. If you don't, don't. I think that's a very reasonable position. But I still counsel you all the time on my own belief and also, you know, what I see out there in the news that you should know about. That is not in the mainstream media, but it is featured at many health sites and holistic sites and also conservative sites. But you won't ever get it in the mainstream media. They're too busy bad-mouthing and destroying and slandering all alternatives that will get you well, such as vitamin D and C and zinc, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, all of which work fantastically, every doctor tells me. But I've been maligned by the media, and it's like some sort of crime to mention anything that will help you not die from COVID. Because if you go in the hospital, you're dead. You know, there's a great chance you're dead. If you ever get on a ventilator, it's almost certain you're dead. And the reason why is they have no answers in the hospital. The very things that will help you, they badmouth and slander and ban. And there's just article after article out in the media the last 2 weeks. It's a character assassination of ivermectin. Most incredible thing I've ever seen. And then, but they'll never tell you that there's anything wrong with the vaccines. Never. So let me read you a little something here, which everyone needs to know. And again, I'm not here to tell you what's right or wrong. I'm only here to share information with you. And you can decide on your own if it's right or wrong. So for the last couple of months, readers and sources have encouraged us to cover whether or not graphene oxide is inside the vaccines. And this may be the key to understanding what's going on. And here's the headline. Graphene oxide is the main ingredient in COVID jab, says former Pfizer employee. I've read article after article. Now, I personally have not mentioned this on the show, because I don't even like mentioning things that are unproven and could be called conspiracy theory. That's the irony. The media calls me a conspiracy theorist. Number one, irony number one is I'm always right. 99.9% of the time, I'm right. How can you be a conspiracy theorist if every theory you have is right? And number two, I try and stay away from the ones that seem like you could be proven wrong or could be kooky or whatever. If they're not proven or isn't some really strong case that would dictate that it's probably right, I stay away from it. And I saw quite a few articles that said there's this graphene oxide inside vaccines. And I never mentioned it because I don't know. I have no idea. But according to a former Pfizer employee and current analyst for pharmaceutical industries, graphene oxide nanoparticles are the key ingredient in biotech's COVID-19 shots, the product which is being marketed as a vaccine. And bad news from Japan may have an impact on this marketing strategy. In an interview on July 28th, Karen Kingston said graphene oxide was not listed as an ingredient because the manufacturers claimed that it was a trade secret. It was therefore not included in biotech's patent filing as an ingredient in the COVID-19 shots. Kingston explained, while the ingredient was redacted for Pfizer's U.S. patent due to its status as a trade secret, it was actually included in Pfizer's Chinese patent application. And the Pfizer vaccine, according to Kingston, and the Moderna vaccine are essentially the same injection. It's therefore interesting to note that in July 2020, the Moderna patent says lipid nanoparticles and glycolipid are listed as just like they are in the Pfizer product. It's the exact same product, but they list it and they don't, that there is graphene oxide inside it. I'll continue when we get back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A student is dead in North Carolina following a school shooting earlier today. Medical responders began life-saving measures, and the injured student was transported to Wake Forest University Baptist Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injuries.
The Winston-Salem police chief saying her condolences are with the family of the student, and there is no threat to the area at this time. The chief saying they're also working to identify the suspect. President Biden will visit storm-ravaged Louisiana later this week.
On Friday, the president will travel to New Orleans, Louisiana, to survey storm damage from Hurricane Ida.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying the president will also meet with state and local officials from hard-hit neighborhoods. Large portions of the state are still without power in the middle of a heat wave. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Country's on fire. Afghanistan certainly on fire. The sponsor of this segment is on fire, too, in a positive way. Everybody I know is joining Patriot VPN. All my fans, all my listeners, all my friends are joining Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your Internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and Internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge, your personal information, and more importantly, your internet history. Where you go is being sold by your ISPN and watched by your government. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA for business. For family, for personal, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 per month. Use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at patriotvpn.com. So to sum up, $6.95 a month to make sure that your internet history is protected and secret forevermore. $6.95 a month, and you get 3 months free. PatriotVPN.com. Just mention Wayne Allen Root. Our guest is here, Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. His website, beatenblackandblue.com, founder of the Tatum Report. Brandon Tatum, welcome back to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, Wayne, thanks for having me back.
So, your thoughts I was going to ask you about Afghanistan, but let's delay that for a sec before we get to Afghanistan, because I know what your response is going to be. Same as mine, outrage, ashamed, disgusting, embarrassed. We'll get to that in a minute, but just everything you see happening in America today, the criminals walking out in a revolving door, you know, you can shoot at a policeman, throw a Molotov cocktail at a cop, you walk right out the same day after you're arrested, and the criminals can rob up to almost $1,000 from any store in many cities, and you just get a desk ticket and you may never appear, and illegal aliens walk into the country to their heart's content and everything's fine, even if they have COVID, and the rest of us, vaccine mandates, mask mandates, they don't want you to eat in a restaurant anymore if you haven't gotten the vaccine. Just your general thoughts on what's happening to America.
Well, you know, like most Americans, you know, I'm incredibly disappointed. I think it's a concerted effort to destroy this country. This is how countries go from being great countries to falling in a short period of time. I mean, they're completely brainwashing people on the news. They're pushing all of these mandates that are unconstitutional, in my opinion. And it's a sad set of affairs. However, we are to blame for that because we need to step up. We need to start fighting back. And we've been asleep behind the wheel and allowing all of these entities to build and fortify. And now we're having a struggle to keep up with it.
It's an attack from 1,000 directions, and it's certainly, in my opinion, a communist takeover of the United States. They're trying to destroy this country, and overnight, you know, in my opinion, how quick Afghanistan went down to a ragtag bunch of terrorist losers, from the Taliban, the way they could take down the mighty United States in, 11 days, 12 days, and we run with our tail between our legs. I think it could all go very quick, the end of America as well. I think it's pretty clear with Biden in charge, you know, you could wind up going down very quickly in a collapse of the economy, a crash of the stock market, an electromagnetic pulse attack by a China or a Russia, even an invasion. You just don't know what's going on. I mean, there's an invasion going on at the border. I think our nation is in danger of total collapse in a very quick period of time if things go wrong.
100%. I mean, we're very close. I mean, just think about all the people that they're bringing in from Afghanistan. I mean, they're attempting to claim or to lie to us and say, oh, we're vetting all these people. Who knows if they have COVID? Who knows how many of these people will be radicalized in the near future? They can do another 9/11. I mean, it's not rocket science. Or they don't have to come from Afghanistan on airplanes supported by the taxpayer dollar. They could just come through the southern border and be let in and cause havoc in many of these red states that they're coming into, especially in Texas and you know, they're coming in Florida. I mean, they're coming from everywhere. And it's very clear to me that there's an agenda here. You know, we all know, and I looked at the CDC numbers just the other day, there's only 5% of all CDC COVID deaths that come from COVID alone. The rest of the people die with COVID with four or more comorbidities. So they're completely making this outrageous claim of this being a pandemic when I don't believe that it is. It may be a pandemic amongst people who are older or have comorbidities, but it's definitely not a pandemic amongst people who are healthy, who are young, who are flourishing. It's no different than the flu for many of young people. And also, they're pushing gun control. We know for a fact that a gun cannot kill anybody unless there's a bad person on the other side pulling the trigger. And these things are being thrusted into our society, the LGBTQ, teaching communists to our young children, and all of these things, removing the father from the home. And this is a effort strategic to destroy our country, because I believe that our country has already been sold out to China by our political leaders.
Yeah, no, I agree 110%. I just wrote a column that said that the other day, that Afghanistan is just more proof that China owns Joe Biden lock, stock, and barrel, because leaving Afghanistan, Brandon Tatum, was not just an embarrassment and a humiliation to all of our good servicemen and all the families whose kids died or lost limbs, but China walks right into the vacuum and gets all of the rare earth minerals and the lithium. And then another friend of mine tells me today that China gets all the oil. There's tons of oil underneath Afghanistan, and we never got any of it. In 20 years, we're so dumb, and China took it. Why do you think we're so dumb that and trillions to save a country, and then on the way out the door, we don't have a right to take something when other countries walk in and grab it? Why don't we get the oil? Why don't we get the rare minerals? Why don't we get the lithium?
You know, our politicians are playing dirty games behind our back with these other countries. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket science to the sea that Joe Biden is hook, line, and sinker. I mean, they're doing dirty deals. You know, we've already seen Hunter Biden do business deals with China and making millions of dollars. I mean, who knows what deals they have on the back end by selling our country out to China? I mean, they're not dumb as far as financial success for themselves and others and all the pay-to-play that they do, Hillary Clinton and her foundation literally paying to give away large portions of equity in our country. I mean, they've been messing us over for many years, Republicans and Democrats. They've been lining their pockets. They've been creating family dynasties. They do it all. And it's just, if this country falls, I guarantee your money back. They got a reserve of financial success already waiting on them. So they're doing us a disservice. They're selling us a lie. However, I think that they're enriching themselves.
Yes. I mean, you and I are so aligned, it's scary. It sounds like you and I have been reading from the exact same script. I believe all the politicians are sold off and bought off. And, you know, I just think it's easy to, China figured out it's easy to steal a nation. You don't have to spend money on the nation. You don't have to invade the nation. You don't have to have a big military that attacks America. You just pay off a few key world leaders and American leaders, and you just pay off the media. The head of ABC, the head of NBC, the head of CBS. It's all you need. And it might add up to a few $100 million. That's nothing. And you could take over an entire country and gain trillions. And I think that's what's happening to America. All the key people are bought off at the top. Even something as dumb as sports, right? You don't think sports controls a nation. But if you can buy off the NBA and convince the players and the commissioner that you have billions to make in China, please never say anything bad about China. But they're all willing to say something bad about America. You have influenced American culture to be anti-American and never to be anti-China. And this is how they're taking over our country.
Yeah, you work smarter, not harder. If you get into the brains of people, you can control their body. It's smarts over brute strength. You're not going to beat us militarily. It's just not going to happen. It's going to be a huge fallout. However, you can collapse us from within, have us destroy ourselves. This same methodology has happened in the inner city black communities as well. So we've seen this play out in the inner city in the United States of America. You cause them to implode, cause them to want to kill each other, cause them to hate each other and not be fruitful and create success moving forward, and you got them. You won. The Ku Klux Klan doesn't have to do anything else in the south side of Chicago. They don't have to touch a black person. They already have them on autopilot destroying themselves. The same thing that China is attempting to do with the United States of America. We're influxing people in here that do not love this country. They have no value. This country has no value to them. They're taking advantage of the country. We just bring them in at will. And as long as we're fighting each other over masks, we're fighting each other over political party, which I feel like they both are just as crooked. We're fighting over political party.
How about vaccines, Brandon? Fighting over vaccines.
Right.
It's China we should all hate. Instead, right hates left, left hates right. Vaccinated hate unvaccinated. We should all hate China. They did this to us. They're continuing to do it with the variants. This is all a scam, man. They're sending bio-warfare engineered germs our way to destroy our economy and to divide our country from vaccinated versus unvaccinated, and it's working. The Chinese must be brilliant because they're really pulling off a massive scam over the United States, a Ponzi scheme that Bernie Madoff could have never pulled off. It's amazing. Hey, Brandon, stay with me. Don't go anywhere. We got a quick break. When we get back, I want to talk about the Ashley Babbitt story because the cop who killed her, the math doesn't add up. Something about his story is total, complete garbage, and I want to talk to you about it. I'm always on cop side. Not this time. Brandon Tatum, I'd like you to comment on it. His website is beatenblackandblue.com. He is the founder of TatumReport.com. His book is Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in an America Under Siege. Brandon Tatum will be back with more with Officer Tatum. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, is with you. The root is on fire. My email, by the way, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you anytime. You inspire me. All my best ideas come from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Joe Rogan, a fellow compatriot in this business, podcast business and radio business and TV business and entertainment business, says that he has gotten COVID. And he attacked it with everything he possibly could, including vitamins and intravenous vitamins and ivermectin. All the same things I made sure I got to my own family when four members of my family, thank God I've never contracted COVID, but four people I love very close to me had COVID in the last month, and all four, I got them megadoses of vitamins and intravenous vitamins and ivermectin, and all of them recovered very quickly. It's a tough thing. If you don't get it in the first 3 days, you got a problem. You got to get the ivermectin and the vitamins in there in the first 3 days and the antibiotics, all of that in the first 3 days. Rogan says he did it, and the media is now melting down because he says he recovered from COVID in 3 days after taking ivermectin and a Z-Pak. What have I been recommending for 2 years almost, well, 18 months or so since COVID began? Is either hydroxychloroquine plus Z-Pak or ivermectin plus Z-Pak plus zinc. You got to take mega doses of zinc C and vitamin D, quercetin, selenium, probiotics, and I believe kyolic garlic, and silver. I also take structured silver. It's not colloidal silver. It's actually structured silver. So and anybody can quickly attack this COVID with it. But Joe Rogan mentioned that, and the media is losing their minds. He's doing the exact same things I recommend everyone do, and my family did, and everybody got over it very quickly. So good job, Joe Rogan. Glad you're getting back to full strength. We're back with Brandon Tatum, former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, Being a Cop in America Under Siege. His website, beatenblackandblue.com, founder of TatumReport.com for Brandon Tatum. Tatum, T-A-T-U-M, TatumReport.com. Brandon, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you for having me back.
So I'm always pro-cop, like 99.99999% of the time. But the cop who killed Ashley Babbitt, that story doesn't add up at all, and I wanted to get your take on it all. I think he's a killer. I think he's a bad cop, and she did not deserve to die, clearly. And he had no reason to think his life was in danger and no reason to shoot her. That's a bad shooting.
I agree 100%. You know, I'm always in favor of police, and I can see it from their perspective because I did this for a living. It's kind of different. Capitol Police versus, you know, dignitary type stuff versus patrol cops, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's still a cop. And however, there's three major things that stood out to me. I watched the video and I listened to his entire interview. He should have never spoken because he got on the interview and he contradicted himself and he told a complete lie. He mentioned in his interview that he could not see Ashley Babbitt's hands. He did not know what she was carrying or her intent. Therefore, he did not articulate that he was in immediate fear. Imminent danger of death or bodily injury. He cannot articulate that. Also, there was a SWAT team, a tactical team behind her, did not see her as a threat. There was three officers that stood in front, three Capitol Police that stood in front of the door when the protesters were punching the door and kicking the door. They did not deem any one of them as a threat. They didn't even pull out pepper spray. And then they moved to the side out of the way, and Ashley Babbitt began to climb through the window. He was the only person in the hallway that had his gun out that I could see. He's the only person in the hallway that reacted to Ashley Babbitt jumping through the window, and he was the only one that fired a shot at Ashley Babbitt or anybody in the hallway. That, to me, is a clear sign that he was inconsistent with training and nobody else saw her as a threat but himself.
It's amazing to me, and you're a former police officer, you're an African American. I think I can have a civil conversation with you about this. I think you're probably on my side about this. When a white cop shoots a black person, and you have days of rioting, and that black person has a long criminal record and was even attacking the cop, and you have days of rioting and everybody calling it racism and everyone calling it murder, and the cop goes on trial for murder, and here you have a black cop shooting a white gal and nobody says a thing. I just find it really strange. What if that cop had been white and had shot a black Democrat coming through that window and killed her unarmed? What do you think would have happened to the nation?
Oh, the nation would have been an uproar, and the leading story would not have been a breach of the Capitol. It would have been white cop brutally murders a black woman because of her race. They wouldn't even been talking about an insurrection. They would have just pointed out that cop killed this woman, and that would have been the leading story. Her family would have got paid out $3 billion from the government, and they would have probably tried to kill him. So those things, it's a double standard, and it's very clear it's a double standard because, like you said, I mean, he did not have an articulable reason to believe she was an imminent threat of death or bodily injury. And there are people in the streets that are actually attacking police, pulling guns on police officers, pulling knives. Jacob Blake pulled a knife on police and got shot. Thank God he didn't die, but he pulled a knife on cops and got shot, and they protested forever. It's
and they made him out to be a hero.
Sure.
They made him out to be a hero.
Oh, he's a god. He's a god. These guys are gods. In the eyes of Black Lives Matter and the liberal and the left wing.
Crazy. Brandon Tatum, always great having you on, always great hearing your views. You and I are like brothers from another mother, man. We have the same exact views on everything. We should do a show and call it Black and White. Because you and I are like black and white twins. Former Tucson police officer, author of Beaten Black and Blue, website beatenblackandblue.com, founder of Tatum Report, friend of war, Brandon Tatum. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, love you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you for having me on, Wayne.
We'll have you on again soon, Brandon. All right, Wayne Allyn Root. We'll be back in a few minutes. Again, my website, rootforamerica.com. Always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And my new favorite social media is Getter, G-E-T-T-R, G-E-T-T-R.com, @WayneRoot@Getter.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Plans.